Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Left Coast Gamblers. Tony Cavallo, Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston, Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, and it is the beginning of the off-season set of Left Coast podcasts. I'm so excited. We got a bunch of great ones lined up in the docket for you. We'll be doing March Madness when it comes to March. We'll be doing some golf stuff when you get to the majors. We are making money, not just on the NFL, but throughout the whole entire year for you, the calendar year. That's why we have Schaefer the Sharp here. That's why we have Dangles here. That's why we have myself. We know our stuff when it comes to the NFL, but we're going to be trying to make money all year for you guys. Today, though, today and for the next couple of weeks, we have my favorite podcast. I look forward to this every single year because these four podcasts that are coming up these next few weeks, it's just like sitting around the bar talking with your friends. We get down to it. The most important position in football is the position of quarterback, and we always want to know what team has the best one. Dangles has Tom Brady. I have Aaron Rodgers. Drew has David Blow. Is that the guy's name?
Matthew Stafford is still on the team.
Thank you, Dangles. With a big fat contract.
And it is very important to rank these quarterbacks and see who's got the best one.
My back is broken.
Because as we go down the line, you don't win football games, you don't win the Super Bowl, unless you have a great quarterback. Pat Mahomes beat Jimmy Garoppolo, as Drew predicted on the last show we did, because he was the better quarterback, which, by the way, pop that champagne. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go. 50 years in the making. What a win for that city.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable game.
And those fans. I'm sure we all know like a sporadic Chiefs fan here
and
there. Sure. Just like they're out there, you know, you've worked with them, you've gone to school with them. The one random person who's from that area of the Midwest.
Nice.
I've never met a Chiefs fan I didn't like. They're good folks and they deserve that win. They fought hard for it. They stole no signs and they won. They won the Super Bowl fair and square as far as we know for now. Who knows what'll happen in 10 years.
Right. Congratulations to them.
I thought we were popping the champagne to congratulate Schaefer the Sharp on a very profitable Super Bowl after 2 years. A very subpar performances.
I was going to say the same thing. If you listen to our show, you were making money. We all made big bets, and we all won big bets. Dangles, we laughed in his face at some of the bets he brought to the table, and they all hit. Dangles continues
to
be on fire.
Did the jersey number hit?
The jersey number absolutely hit.
We know our stuff when it comes to football, and because the reason we know our stuff, Drew, and I know you know this, no gambler is as good unless he has his research behind him. You can go with your gut, but most likely the gut's going to prove you the wrong way.
Yes.
This is why we do this show. Because as we go in the future, when we bet on teams, especially when you bet on season-long wins and a season-long over and unders, you need to know how good the quarterback is. So we have taken every starting quarterback of last year. That's 57 people started a game in the NFL last year, and we have ranked them head to tail, who's the worst to who's the best, because as we go forward, you need to know whether your team needs to improve at the most important position on the field. You know what's fun, though, and why today is called the XFL division?
Oh.
Because when you go through 57 through 41, you're really at the dregs. You're really at guys that are replacement-level quarterbacks, and there are people playing right now, today, that could be playing in the NFL,
that are playing in another league, the XFL.
They have played in
the XFL.
I know you guys. Matt McGloin's made this list before.
Landry Jones?
He's made this list
Josh
before.
Josh Johnson.
So has Landry Jones, and so has Josh Johnson. They've been on this list.
Yeah. There are two guys in particular. I don't know if you've watched many of the XFL games. There are two guys in particular, though, that deserve to be on this list, and that's Cardale Jones and Paul Walker. Those are the two quarterbacks. Paul Walker's a quarterback of the Houston Roughnecks, and Cardale Jones, the quarterback of the DC Defenders.
Paul Walker, of course.
Yes. I don't know if you've ever watched any of the XFL, but I know Cardale Jones has proven himself. He will be getting an NFL contract before the year.
You would think. He looks pretty good.
He's got the build. He's got the mind. I don't know if he's as smart as the average Joe, but he can sling the ball.
Well, remember, he was quoted as saying at the Ohio State University, we didn't come here to play school.
Exactly. And you know,
so I would say
he's
maybe
not
his,
playing school
anymore.
Mental
acuity might be lacking, but he physically looks pretty good.
In between the lines, he's got all you need to know. Have you guys been watching any of the XFL? I know unders right now are 6-2 at the time of this recording.
No, I have not, unfortunately, been watching much of the XFL. My wife and I have been going to open houses on our weekends. So we have not been spending time. I have not had a lot of time to watch any Roughnecks or Battlehawks or Wildcats or any of these. Some of them are cool names.
You don't need to watch
Dangles,
the LA Wildcats.
How's the food in open houses in the LA area?
You know,
is it just like I love you, man?
Dude, I have
some good
yet
spreads?
To, no, I have yet to or go s- to a single open house that has had it. Maybe it's just like a San Gabriel Valley thing because we've been looking at places, you know, over in like the Pasadena, Northeast Los Angeles area, kind of where we live now. But I don't know what it is. It's nothing like I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing like that at all. There aren't even
nice
like,
job, Jobin.
There are tiny little bottles of water. Nice job, Jobin. There are no hors d'oeuvres. There are no tiny little bruschettas or crustinis or you know, meat platters or charcuterie. There's nothing. There's nothing.
I'm happy you brought this up on the podcast because I can actually get you recorded giving me this answer here. When you do move out of your house, can I move into the one that you currently living in?
I don't know. You'd have to take that up with my wife.
Okay. All right. Great. As long as I know who to talk to when it comes down to it.
That is a decision that the boss makes.
Great. Fantastic. Fantastic news. Well, the XFL has been interesting to me because we might not see a lot of the changes that the XFL has made come into the NFL, but there are some that I think need to be addressed. We talked about the rule changes before, and I actually like some of them more than I thought I did. But I will say, I don't know if you guys have seen the sideline reporting of the XFL, but it's actually sideline reporting.
Yeah, I caught some highlights like on YouTube and stuff while I'm at work because you texted so excitedly the first week of the XFL about what the, you know, some of the context of it. These guys getting interviewed right as their drive stalled out or, you know, shanked a field goal or something like that.
Yeah.
It sounded real fun. So, yeah, I've been watching some of
the
clips, but like I do look forward to looking or seeing it in person.
It's perfect. And I can't wait to have our guy Chris Myers back on the show so we can ask him what he would do in this situation. Because basically, as Dangle said, like QB throws a pick, he comes off the sideline, he takes his helmet off, he has a microphone in his face saying, hey, man, what went wrong? And he has to answer to it right away. To me, it's beneficial to the NFL, not because you're trying to make a guy look bad. That's obviously, you know, you don't want a guy to look bad in the NFL, but you get to see them with their helmets off. We never get to see these athletes actually faces. We never get to get their personality. I just watched the Amazon All or Nothing Philadelphia Eagles episodes. I didn't know Dallas Goedert was such a bro. Like, you see Dallas Goedert in his own house, and he's, you know, like, got a big-ass beard. He's shooting Nerf guns and stuff. If we had seen Dallas Goedert on the sidelines a little bit with his helmet off giving us an interview, I would know so much more about him.
I think he's from, what, South Dakota State? Those Jackrabbits, they go hard.
And, guys, I actually didn't tell you this. This is breaking news that we're here together in the pod. On LAX, making a work trip, I actually saw Mr. Zach Ertz and his wife, Julie.
Julie Johnson Ertz,
Very, it seemed very nice couple. They were getting coffee. And let me tell you, that whole thing we do with our guests, like open field, three of us, can we tackle you? Don't like our chances against Zach Ertz.
No way, big man.
But actually, you know, I was kind of a nerd. We were getting coffee at the same place, and he was literally right next to me. Couldn't make it up. I go, hey, man, I really like your commercial. He goes, oh, thanks a lot, man. So, you know.
That's what you went
that's
with?
Cool.
You went with, I like your commercial?
I like your
out
commercial,
of all the
man.
Things you could have said, the Super Bowl champion and married to a U.S. a soccer player.
World Cup champion.
Gold medal winner.
Julie Johnson Ertz. And all you could say was, nice
I like your commercial, man. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be too nerdy, but I'll tell you what, his calves were the size of, you know, Tony's biceps.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. I like the XFL.
Oh, and real quick,
I like
Tony,
the sideline reporting. Yeah,
I have not watched as much XFL as I'd like. I've been actually busy trying to work post Super Bowl, but I will say a lot of these professionals, a lot of these gamblers, find a lot of value in cleaning up. Some of these books, smaller limits, 500 on props or sides, 1,000 on. Oh, sorry, 500 on totals or any kind of props, and then $1,000 on sides. But a lot of the sharps guys I follow on Twitter, I'm 2-0 by just trailing some picks. Seems to be a lot of value in the XFL.
There's money to be made. There is money to be made. And the games have been relatively interesting. There are some good teams and some pitiful teams, and Mark Trestman is somehow still a coach in a professional football league. But it's stuff to watch. It's football to watch.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself. I am excited to see where it goes. I hope it lasts a full season, unlike the AAF. And I'm telling you, there are guys, quarterbacks in particular, that will be playing themselves into contracts in the NFL. And that's why we do this list, because we look at the teams that need to improve. Where is your favorite team's quarterback on this list? It is tried and true, this list. We've never really made mistakes on here. We did make one last year, and we'll get to it in a later episode. I'm sure me and Dangles have a lot to talk about. But there are reasons we make this list, because we put our heads together. We make the official Left Coasters quarterback rankings, and they have won me money in the past just based on who's got the better guy on paper. So congratulations to the Chiefs. Watch yourself the XFL, and let's get to the quarterback rankings. All right, let's break it down, boys. The Left Coasters quarterback rankings. 57 quarterbacks started a game in the year 2019. We ranked each and every one of them individually, combined those three lists together to give you the official Left Coast quarterback rankings. Today we're doing 57 through 41, the dregs of the universe. If you have a quarterback here in your quarterback room, you need to improve upon him. This is why it's called the XFL division, because one of these guys, maybe multitude of these guys, are going to transition over the XFL, maybe restart their career, pull a Matt McGloin, try to get themselves back in the NFL. Cardale Jones deserves to be on this list. Some of these guys deserve to be off of this list. And it's even better when we go through these numbers, because Dangles has his rankings, Drew has his, I have mine. Some of us rank guys, you know, light years ahead or behind the other ones. Today is going to be a very heavy D'Angelo Antonio episode, because D'Angelo Antonio stabbed some of these guys in the back, and then other ones, me and Drew were trying to drown him, and Dangles threw him a life raft. So Dangles will be talking a lot this episode, but as we go along, when we get to the top of the list, Drew's got a lot of explaining to do himself. So it's fun to see where all of our thoughts lie on these individual guys. And it's even better when all three of us, 57 rankings to be had, come in with the same number for each quarterback. And that's what starts us off.
Okay.
In the official Nathan Peterman Award.
I think we've done this the last few years too.
The one thing that has been steadfast
through the years that we have done the quarterback list, and usually the number is in the mid 50s, high 50s. I don't think we've ever crested 60 before.
No, this is the most we've done.
But year after year, somehow we managed to agree on the Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes.
Mr.
Irrelevant.
And it seems we've done it again.
Yes, Mr. Peterman, the official Nathan Peterman Award, number 57 in the world. We were unanimous on three guys in this whole list, and the first one is the unanimous guy. We each put him at number 57. Congratulations, New York Football Jets. Luke Falk is your Nathan Peterman Award winner.
The worst quarterback who started a game.
Congratulations.
In the NFL.
Right. Congratulations. Right.
Congratulations.
Go, Mr. Falk.
Go,
now,
Luke.
I don't want to spend too much time on these guys, 57 through 41, but I think we have to give Luke Falk his due. What, in your eyes, made Luke Falk the worst out of all of them? Because it wasn't difficult for me. I looked at all the names
first,
and immediately
the
went,
one.
Yeah.
I think to me, it was his complete inability to get any drive momentum going on offense time after time that he went out there. And it's not like he didn't have weapons.
No.
You could draw up a verticals play for him. You got Robbie Anderson. He's one of the fastest guys in the NFL. If you get a good look in one-on-one coverage, I'm willing to put Robbie Anderson out there against most cornerbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
Luke Falk could not make good on anything. He threw, I think, five picks or something like that.
He threw one.
It was really bad.
He had
a terrible touchdown to interception ratio. And I remember watching him early on, and it was an early Monday night football game. I forget who they were playing. Might have been the Browns.
It was the Browns.
And I just remember going, God, this kid is terrible. He is a quarterback, a professional quarterback in the NFL. There's something to be said for that, right?
Yes.
I'm not a professional quarterback in the NFL, and neither are you two idiots are.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said for being a professional quarterback in the NFL. But, man, I just don't see this guy ever being someone who I could hand the keys to my offense to as a head coach and feel confident that we have a chance to win a football game.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Luke Falk.
That was well said. I just remember the Monday night game Dangles was referring to. Simeon gets the start, gets his ankle snapped in half. And this guy, Luke Falk, comes in. I'm watching the game. It's Monday night at the bar. And he's like, oh, he's a Mike Leach guy. You know, like obviously Baker May, or sorry,
he's supposed to be a slinger.
Minshew, the week prior, those 2 weeks had kind of thrown around as a Mike Leach product, and he's not an NFL quarterback.
No,
he's not. He's probably not an XFL quarterback.
That's why he's number 57 in the league. And you just brought up a man who's number 56, Trevor Siemian, coming in at number 56, a fall from grace. First time we did this list, Dangles, was in 2017 for the 2016 season. Trevor Siemian was our 27th ranked quarterback.
Wow.
Next year he fell to 39th. This year he's all the way down to 56 overall. And as we go along, I'll tell you where the differences are. Like I, for instance, had Siemian all the way up at 51st. Dangles had him at 56. That's not enough for us to have a conversation because this guy's coming where we differed over 10 spots on, and that's when I'll really break down the explanations. 55th overall is Sean Mannion. My guy, Sean Mannion, definitely an XFL caliber player. 54 is Will Grier. Carolina, I think they're in trouble. Okay, looking at these lists as we go, I think Carolina's in trouble, and that's why I think this list is so prominent this year. There are so many quarterbacks that are moving franchises this year. There are so many quarterbacks with question marks on their head. Carolina drafted Will Grier out of West Virginia thinking they could shape him into something. 54th is not where you want your rookie quarterback to be.
Panthers opening win total came at 6.5, and I know for a fact the professionals are pounding that under. They think it's a complete rebuild, and their new owner does not give a shit about the short term. He's playing the long game. I like him. But they're going to be bad this year.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. Will Grier at 54th. 53, Dangles, get ready. Get your chapstick on. Get some water in you. 53 is Ryan Finley. Ryan Finley. Ryan Finley was the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, correct?
He replaced Andy Dalton
for a time.
Actually, he was so bad, they're like, let's get Dalton back in there.
Speaking of so bad, Drew and I had him as the second worst quarterback in the league, 56 overall. The reason why he flies up to 53 is because Dangles had Ryan Finley as the 41st ranked quarterback in the history of this league. 41st ranking Ryan Finley.
This year.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Get his jacket ready for Canton.
Yeah, right? Let's not give him a bust yet. Come on.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Ryan Finley obviously has never made this list. He replaced Andy Dalton and got replaced himself for the worst team in the league. It's going to be Joe Burrow's team in the future. But Dangles, right now, Ryan Finley, you have at 41st, meaning you think he has a future in this league. Is there anything off the top of your head that makes you think he can play, or was this just a mistake by you?
Maybe it might have been a mistake. I mean, I don't know. You know, looking back at my list, I don't feel like there's a lot of guys I'd put ahead of him.
The reason why we do this, it's tough. It's like, grab it. Which one do you like? Why don't you like him? Shit like that. But Ryan Finley to go 41 is huge.
He never won a game. 41 of 87 attempts for 474 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks. There's not a lot there to support it.
I'd be hard pressed to think, like, okay, so it's like, let's top 50 quarterbacks, and then the 7 that don't make that list are just bad. I think Finley's in this list.
I think he's a bottom seven.
I think if I could go back and do it again, I would probably bump him down a little farther. Maybe I misremembered, a la Brian Williams, how his season went earlier this year. But 41 looking back now, that's a little bit high.
Ooh, I did actually back him. Am I getting 10 points at home against the Baltimore Ravens when they were like on a 12-game winning streak?
How'd that work out for you?
Pick six to the hash, like first quarter. It was great. Down 14-0 before like 2 minutes in the game.
So Ryan Finley is officially at 53rd. 52, speaking of going from a rookie to a guy who somehow is still in the NFL, I literally wrote fucking in between. Sorry, Mrs. Crookston. Fucking in between his first and last name because I forgot he existed and actually started a game this year. 52, Matt Schaub. Congratulations, Matt Schaub.
You've got to be really, really average to go from a team to be the backup and then real quick the starter and then the backup again for another team and then get signed back by your old team to still be a backup.
Yes.
That is what Matt Schaub did from the Falcons to the Texans to the Falcons.
He's cashing them checks, though. 52nd in the league.
Oh, and by the way, guys, I had Matt Schaub all the way. Matt fucking Schaub, Tony, sorry.
Yes.
Which I love that you added that. He was my 46th quarterback because all he did against the Seahawks in Week 9 was throw for 460 yards.
He did have a big day.
It's true.
You know, I mean, that's a good fantasy
day. I wasn't going to bring up that you had him 46, but yeah, it makes
sense. That's fine. He makes my top 50, absolutely.
Yep. Okay, good for you, but he's 52nd on the Left Coasters ranking. 51, just out of the top 50, Brandon Allen. Listen, this guy, if you look at his face when they show the player profile, that's an immediate do not draft. Like, he just looks like the guy.
Looks like a dork.
He should be working. Like, Dangles right now is behind 17 computers producing this show. That's the Brandon Allen seat. And Dangles, I love you, but you're not an NFL starting quarterback, and neither is Brandon Allen coming in at 51. And we all had him right there, too. Number 50, Colt McCoy. Somehow also still in the league, this little tyke. Mighty mouse of a guy. 50, Colt McCoy. 49, A.J. McCarron. The reason why I'm not diving into these guys is because we all had them ranked around here. But the next one, number 48, I don't understand why I had him so much lower than you guys did. Number 48 is Jeff Driskel. I had him as low as the 54th ranked quarterback in the league. What makes Jeff Driskel a top 50 quarterback in your eyes? You both had him at number 44. Jeff Driskel stinks.
No,
I'm going to let the Lions fan
strictly
take the lead.
Strictly athletic ability is a top 50 quarterback.
He can run all over the place,
yeah,
sure. But he stinks at the quarterback position.
He's a top. He's not in the bottom seven. He's not. He can run around. He actually played okay against the Bears. He was in every game of the Lions. Now, the Lions didn't win one fucking game, as we know, without Matt Stafford as a quarterback. But strictly athletic, he was drafted in minor league baseball. He's an athlete. He's not, again, I had him 44. I'm not saying he's good. He's not a backup, but he's not my top 50. He breaks my top 50, I should say.
And he does not move a single spot from the rankings we had him last year. He's 48th in last year's rankings. He's 48th in this year's rankings. This year, though, he tied the person in front of him. The way we break ties is the quarterback who had the highest individual ranking, either Dangles, Drew, or I gave him, gets the spot above it. So number 47, based on tiebreaker and based on my ranking of him as the 43rd overall guy, is Brian Hoyer. Drew, you don't like Brian Hoyer at all. You got him at 52nd. Brian Hoyer, to me, is exactly what you want in a backup quarterback. If you're trying to train someone to take over, you don't want Brian Hoyer. But if you want someone to back up Tom Brady, Brian Hoyer is your guy.
And he did.
Why do you think
years.
Brian Hoyer doesn't deserve to be in this
He's
league?
He's exactly what you want in a backup quarterback if he doesn't take a snap in a live game.
Okay.
That's what it is, because he single-handedly ended the Colts season. The Colts were on the rise. He got beat as a 9-point favorite at home against the winless
yes,
Dolphins.
He
lost the fucking Steelers game. On a pick six. He's just not a capable quarterback anymore. I think similar like Josh McCown.
Yeah.
I think he's got a great brain.
Great clubhouse guy.
I think he'd be a great coach.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be taking snaps.
He will
in the NFL.
Be. I'm sure he'll be a quarterback's coach in the not too distant future.
He should not be taking snaps in
the
NFL.
No, and we saw this with his time with the Niners as well. You know, he ends up getting C.J. Beathard ends up having to come in. I can't remember if that was injury or not. But either way, whether he was bad or whether he was injury prone,
he's done.
You know, that's not something you want at your backup quarterback
and
position.
And he's never had a stint where he's been a successful starting quarterback either.
Yeah.
He's a lifetime backup.
Yes.
And, you know, spot start, coming for a drive, he's done.
I think he's like the poor man's version of Josh McCown, like you said. Because to me, in my backup quarterback, the number one thing I want is trust. And
I trust him?
Brian Hoyer. I had him up to 43rd overall. So he's not even close to like
elite level backups,
but I trust him.
I'm not going to go crazy on that. But yeah, I mean.
He comes in at 47th
on
this
him.
List. I'm going to say this, though, guys.
I am shocked that we haven't talked about a guy that I have ranked 55th.
Oh, we're coming. Okay. We're coming.
I was going to say, we haven't talked about
we're
him
coming.
Yet either.
We're coming.
I think I have that same guy.
We're coming. Number 46 overall. This is a guy that I had 55th, and I cannot believe he got up this high. He's actually exactly where Dangles put him, 46 overall. David Blow stinks. David Blow stinks.
He looked good in that Thanksgiving Day game.
I almost put him as the worst quarterback in the league.
Oh, knock it off, Tony.
Yeah, seriously.
Stop.
He almost won that game. He provided more than serviceable backup work for the Lions.
I'm going to pull up his stats right now.
For the Lions while he was in.
I watched a lot of that game. I watched a lot of Blow play because he played a very pivotal game against us, against my Packers, that we needed to win and ended up winning and got the bye week. I don't know if you remember that. But David Blow stinks. He could not throw the ball deep at all. He had no accuracy on anything past 10 yards. David Blow to me, and he does not have the athletic ability of the Jeff Driskel that we've talked about before. I think David Blow is too high at 46. Either way, David Blow 46. So far, Drew, I hope you're listening. That's two Lions quarterbacks come on in the first.
I'm aware.
Bottom
I'm
10
aware.
Of
and
this 57.
And two Jets quarterbacks.
And two Jets quarterbacks. So if you're hearing your guy coming out, especially a guy you drafted, Caroline and Will Greer, not looking too good. Not looking too good.
All right, so you had him where, Tony?
David Blow, I had the third worst quarterback on this list, 55th overall.
And he threw for 984 yards, 4 touchdowns, 6 picks, QBR of 32.1.
QBR of 32.1?
Did not win a game.
Yeah, that's tough.
But you cannot have him. He breaks the top 50. He has to. I have him what? What do I have him? I have him 50th. I think that's fair. I think he's right at the 50.
He's 46 on our list officially.
Give him a bone.
Here's the next one, Dangles. Get ready. Number 45 overall. This is the highest variance of a quarterback that we have on this list.
Oh, wow.
19 spots. 19 spots separate from where the bottom guy put him to where the top guy put him. Mason Rudolph comes in at 45th overall.
Oh, I cannot
overall.
Wait.
Drew, you have him as the 55th overall quarterback.
I have him in literally a bottom three quarterback in this entire football league.
And I will say this. We made these rankings, and none of this has to do with his fight with Myles Garrett and what he may have said or may not have said.
No.
This is about quarterback ability. Drew had him 55th overall. I had him a little bit better at 48th. He clocks in at 45th on our list because Diggity Dangles put him as the 36th overall quarterback in the league. The
Dangles.
36 overall.
Dangles.
That's
talk to
that's
me, buddy.
A step out of the. That's not even on this show. That's on the next
whole
show.
Season.
So Mason Rudolph, defend yourself, Dangles. What makes Mason Rudolph, in your eyes, a guy who could be a starter?
We'll see how that goes. But I mean,
Well, you have him at 36. That's a guy that could be a starter.
Look, he started most of the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, and outside of the incident with Myles Garrett. He helped get them. He was a big part of why they helped got to the playoffs. Sure, they got
Minkah Fitzpatrick. He had zero part of why they almost got to the playoffs.
That's not true. That's not
he
true at all.
Zero
you
part.
Need production from your quarterback position if you were going to make it to the playoffs. He won 5 games as a starter. The guy helped them get to a position where they were fighting up until the very last week of the season. Is he a starter in the NFL right now? No. He was thrown into the deep end when Ben Roethlisberger went down, 3 minutes into that, Patriots game that they won 33-3. Again, is he a starter right now? No, but you got a 6'5", 235-pound guy at quarterback who can move and who threw for over 1,700 yards this year. I think he's more serviceable than you guys gave him credit
Dangles,
for.
If you're Pittsburgh, you're okay with the draft pick of Mason Rudolph, and you're okay with trying to build him to be a quarterback on your team for the future.
Third round, 76 overall.
Considering some of the other guys that we've talked about so far, yeah, I am.
Drew, what makes you think Mason Rudolph doesn't deserve to be in the league?
He got benched for a guy by Duck Hodges.
You're going to have to come up with something a little bit more sound than that.
Okay. So he clearly...
His name is Duck.
Tomlin did not trust him.
What?
Tomlin
definitely didn't trust
him. He did not trust him. He basically referred to it in the media of he can't do stuff that Duck can do. Okay. His wins against the pathetic... These are his two wins. Home wins against the Dolphins and the Bengals. Whoop-de fucking do. The Rams, he threw for 242 yards, had a good game. Once again...
That is nothing he can do to please you, then.
No. Like, he beat the Rams, who obviously were one of the most disappointing teams in all of football.
They were a playoff team in the new CBA.
He
took Baltimore to overtime and lost by 3.
The problem with Mason Rudolph is they drafted him with the anticipation of being kind of the heir to Ben Roethlisberger, and it was so evident this year that he is so far from that.
When you draft a guy, even in the third round, and you have him play as much as he did, you're going to have hiccups. You're going to have mistakes. But you want to see promise. And I saw a lot of that Pittsburgh team with Mason, and I saw no promise, in my opinion.
He can't play from behind.
Those games that they
he
won,
can't
that
lead
defense
drive.
Was one of the best in the league in Pittsburgh.
No doubt.
I don't think Mason should get higher on this rankings because of the defense he played with. I don't think Mason's got a future in this league. But again, Dangle sees it. Some people in Pittsburgh see it, but Mike Tomlin's quote was as damning as ever. I believe the quote was, why are you starting Duck instead of Mason? We just need a quarterback who doesn't kill us.
I'm not saying he does or doesn't have a future in the league. I mean, part of being on this part of the list is these are guys that maybe we just haven't seen enough of yet. Maybe who haven't been in the right situation. Again, he got thrown into the fire that last year. He had to step in. He was not expecting to be
a starter
for that long. When he has a team, when he gets the reins, then I think we can talk a little bit more about if he is as good as I think he is.
He'll never have a team.
Or if he's as bad as y'all think he is.
He'll never have a team. Dangles, do you have Duck Hodges behind him in your rankings?
I do. Yes.
It's tough.
Like your opinion, man.
He has Duck Hodges.
But it's also Mike Tomlin's opinion, apparently.
Dangles likes these Pittsburgh quarterbacks. We haven't gotten to Duck Hodges yet, but he has Duck Hodges higher than the both of us as well. But let's go on to 44th overall. This is a guy who's going to be a career backup, and I don't think he's good enough to be in the league. 44th overall is Chase Daniel. 43rd overall, Dangles, don't get too comfortable yet. 43rd overall, a 15-spot difference between all three of us. 43rd overall, Drew and I had this guy higher, 40th and 41st, respectively. Dangles had him all the way down at 55th. 43rd overall is Josh Rosen. Dangles, what makes you think Josh Rosen doesn't deserve to be in the NFL?
Because he stinks. I've said this from the get-go. He's terrible. He's not a good quarterback, period. He's shown it again and again and again. He's been in two cities now where he's stunk. You can smell it from Arizona to Miami.
Arizona. Here's the thing, though, Dangles. Arizona and Miami were so shitty. And Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph, he had so much talent around him. Do you think Josh Rosen in Mason Rudolph's shoes would have been better or worse?
Oh, please, please,
worse.
Please.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
History.
Rosen is not an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
That, to me, is clear from the times that I have watched him play. He doesn't know how to handle pressure. He's not good at throwing on the run. He can't move the ball down the field. His drives stall out constantly. He does not have the mentality or the skill set, to me, of an NFL quarterback.
In the history of top 10 draft picks,
yeah,
he could not have got a worse hand in
dealt
his entire life.
Yeah, it was awful.
He literally was playing with the worst team with the Cardinals.
And instead of showing how good he was, instead of being good.
And then he gets a new regime, new coaching. They draft Kyler number one. They ship him out of there. And he goes with a dumpster fire for the first 8 weeks that were the Dolphins that were trying to lose. And they're not going to throw a second year quarterback out there to ruin everything. They threw for his match out there. Listen, I agree with you, Dangles. I don't think he's clearly hasn't shown anything of promise. However, you give me a choice between Josh Rosen and Mason Rudolph right now, I'm taking Josh Rosen 11 out of 10
times. Just pull
times.
The trigger. I don't want to make that choice.
No, but 11 out of 10 times, I'm taking Rosen. Would you agree, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I like Josh Rosen more than
he's
most.
He's a top
10
Mason
pick.
Rudolph seen half of a season and led a team. Josh Rosen has never done that. I'll take Mason Rudolph over Josh Rosen any day of the week.
I agree. I see what you're saying, Dangles, but I also see what Drew's saying.
I'm not
going to
trot
that Josh
this...
Rosen's with the two worst teams in the NFL the past 2 years.
I'm not going to trot this fart-sniffing, 6'4" moron out there who's seen five snaps in his life versus Mason Rudolph, who's been out there. I'm just not going
to
do it.
I don't know. He is 43rd on our list. I'm interested to see the career of Josh Rosen, if there is one, because if someone thinks they can redeem him, he has the capability and he has the draft presence to be someone that someone's going to waste draft picks on in a trade. So I'm interested to see what happens with him in Miami. I will tell you, he ain't starting over Ryan Fitzpatrick right now. Number 42, as Dangle said earlier, is Duck Hodges. We all had him around this rankings. I think it's a good spot for him. And the final man on this list today of the XFL division is a former Super Bowl winner, guys. A former Super Bowl winner comes in at number 41. The first time we did this list in 2017, he was 19th starting all 16 games for that campaign. Next year, he was 22nd starting all 16 games for that campaign. Last year, fell all the way to 32nd, got ousted by a guy who's going to be in the top three on this list, and now played for a new team. He's supposed to be the leader on this team. New team, new coach. John Elway brings him in.
That wasn't going to happen, though.
I didn't think he'd be this bad, though. 41st overall, Joe Flacco. Drew, let me ask you.
Well, that's high.
Does Joe Flacco have? Does Joe Flacco deserve to be in a quarterback room next year?
Yes, not under his current contract, not under his current cap hit, not as a starter.
I agree with almost everything you've said. Dangles, you think he deserves to be in quarterback room?
I think as a Band-Aid or a bridge, I think he'd be a great guy to show a younger kid the reins.
Yeah.
If Drew Locke is continues to be as good as he was at the end of last season,
yeah.
I mean, sure, he's somebody, contract shit aside, he's somebody I'd want in the, he's played in big games. He's led teams to the playoffs. He's been a good quarterback for a number of years. He's not anymore.
Not that long. I mean, not that long ago, we had him 22nd overall.
He's somebody who I wouldn't not want in my. He's somebody who I wouldn't be like, I don't want this dude in my. I don't want him teaching my young quarterbacks. I don't want him as a. Yeah, he's not somebody like that. But
he just got cleared too, medically for his neck.
Yes,
he's either going to make $18 million as a backup, or the Broncos cut him dead cap hit of $10 million. Just a disaster dumpster fire contract for the Broncos.
We knew that would happen though.
Yeah, and he is so slow.
Yes.
Back there, he looks slower than like anyone in the league as far as he has no mobility.
Yeah,
he can't adjust to any kind of routes. Can't go through his progressions. He's awful. However, I do think to take him as a $2 million flyer for a backup emergency.
Different.
I certainly think he's better than Brian Hoyer and Josh McCown.
The only thing about Brian Hoyer and Josh McCown is I've never heard stuff about Brian Hoyer and Josh McCown being bad in the locker room.
Yeah, but like last year against Lamar, I get that. Like, that's whatever. I mean, But he needs to accept his new role in his career.
Exactly. Yes. We don't know. Yes. I mean, yes. Media lies, and the media, the reporters will write stuff that'll make their team versus the player look better and stuff like that. But so we don't know the full story about Joe Flacco. All I know is that in the end of Baltimore and then in his last year in Denver, the media was not necessarily nice to him. They were not saying great things about how Joe Flacco treats others in the locker room. So if I'm bringing him in as a backup, especially to shape a young guy, I'd have to have a heart-to-heart with him and be like, listen, buddy, this is what we expect of you. We can't have you being a pariah. So, Jumbo Joe, Super Bowl winner, ends our first episode at 41st overall, the XFL division. I think Joe Flacco could win himself an MVP in the XFL. I'm not going to lie.
He'd go out there and throw for 500 yards a game.
He'd sling it out there. I don't know, man. A couple of those guys might make it. Drew, we haven't talked about Stafford yet, but you a little worried about your QB room right now?
Like currently?
Yeah.
I got a lot to say about that. I guess I'll wait till we get there.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. That's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back at you with the elite backup divisions, number 40 through 33. Just not a starter, but if you have them in your room, you're feeling okay about your backup position. That's coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. For Tony Cavallo, Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crooks, and that has been the beginning of my favorite set of podcasts for the month of February, the Left Coast Quarterbacks Rankings. That's all we got.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.